SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More bloodshed involving civilians in Ukraine.
Ukraine officials say a Russian missile and drone attack on the eastern city of Dnipro killed five civilians and injured dozens, including a 14-year-old girl. Photos published by local officials showed blasts blew out some windows of a shopping mall, raining shards onto the street. Also, debris struck the intensive care unit of a children's hospital, and a fire broke out in another hospital. A video posted on social media by President Volodymyr Zelensky showed a missile with a fiery trail streaking over buildings and debris flying into the air from its impact. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, with Britain's Labour Party expected to win Thursday's national election, questions have mounted about what the party's foreign policy plans are. Party members have promised Britain they will stay outside of the European Union with no return to the single market or the customs union. Correspondent Jill Lawless reports a strong connection could be forged between the Biden administration and a UK parliament led by the Labour Party.
I don't know if there would be a reset of UK-US relations if there's a Labour government. They're obviously, you know, consistently fairly good. But I do think, as with Brexit, as with Europe, there will be a change in tone. I mean, just in general, Labour in the UK and the Democrats in the US are more closely aligned with one another than Labour with the Republicans or the Democrats with the Conservatives. So you would think that probably the Labour government would see eye to eye with a lot of people in Washington.
Involuntary manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin on track for trial in July after a judge denied a request to dismiss the case on complaints that key evidence had reportedly been damaged by the FBI during forensic testing. This is SRN News. A Republican member of Congress introducing a pro-life bill.
Bob Good's legislation would make it a federal crime for any licensed medical professional who accepts federal funds to perform or prescribe an abortion at any point in pregnancy. The measure, called the LIFE Act, has the support of numerous pro-life organizations, but is unlikely to pass. Democrats have enough votes to stop it in the Senate, and some Republicans might join them. President Biden would also likely issue a veto. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio lawmakers advancing a ban on males using female restrooms and locker rooms, a House vote to approve the measure, taking place just before legislators left Columbus for the summer. State Senate will vote on the bill in the fall. That measure pertains to K-12 schools, also institutions of higher education. This is SRN News.
Wall Street's record-breaking rally kept going after weak reports on the economy, kept the door open for possible cuts to interest rates. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% to set an all-time high for the 33rd time this year. The Dow slipped 0.1%, and the NASDAQ composite rose 0.9% to push its own record higher. Treasury yields slid following weaker-than-expected reports on both the job market and U.S. services company. The Dow was down 23 points to close at 39,308. The NASDAQ gained 159 points to 18,188. The S&P 500 dropped 28 to 5,537. New York oil rose $1.07 to $83.88 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And more details at srnnews.com.